Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show as we get things started here for the best week of May, or at least the best week of auto racing anyway. Not to mention other cool things going on too, like, you know, young man that we saw play basketball in this area for quite a while, in the playoffs a little further now as Atlanta moves on with Mike Muscala.
Yeah, he'll guard LeBron, no shot. Okay.
You know what? I would love to get his thoughts on that. I mean, here you are, second year in the league, and oh, by the way, when we bring you in, you'll play LeBron. Okay, good luck.
Have a good one.
It's okay. It wouldn't be the first to fail against him. Sage Karam, what kind of embarrassment was that yesterday?
Sage or just IndyCar and the way they handle things in general?
Sage, I think he's starting in Vincennes, isn't he?
He's definitely back in the field, but it's because
he's back in the field. He's in row eight.
I'm not even counting this qualification. This was a really big joke of qualifying.
Okay,
I was disappointed.
Guess what? It counts.
I mean, they didn't even give.
I'm not even counting.
Listen, this is how bad it was that they, with the rule changes, they decided not even to offer points for the series points for the qualifications.
Your voice is getting high now.
I know. It was a very disappointing weekend for me. My ESPN3 wasn't working. Another reason to hate the four letter network. And then when it finally did work, all I saw was pictures of rain, and then pictures of nothing. And then IndyCar, in its infinite wisdom, went into panic mode, decided to change everything. By the way, all the work that you've been doing for the last half a month, don't worry about it. We're gonna have you scrap all that, change your qualifying setup. You have to change your car to match your race, the race car setup. We're taking away the boost that you've been working with the last couple of days. And then we're just going to give you one shot at qualifying and good luck. Oh, yeah. And by the way, when the network has coverage, yeah, we're only going to run practice. We're not going to run actually something that some people would even be interested in. It was the dumbest day in IndyCar history. All right, maybe not the dumbest day, but second dumbest. Dumbest day is when they decided to split the Indianapolis 500 away from a bunch of drivers. But that's history.
I mean, are you done?
My fingers were going numb from the angry tweets I was making yesterday morning.
I don't tweet, so I don't. I can't relate to any of this stuff. It's part of being old.
I mean, I thank Robin Miller for being a reporter in the infield that was actually letting me know what was going on as I'm watching the coverage of a static screen on ESPN3 saying delayed.
You all right now?
But I am looking forward to hearing from Dr. Jerry Punch.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he'll be with us at 4:35 today. Rich Scarsella today.
Well, that's a busy day. Gabe from the Crosscutters too coming up in the next half hour too.
Yeah, so I'll be busy. And I said to myself, how can I keep him off this indie rant? Right, let's load up with guests.
It's gonna work. Well, at least for the rest of the program.
Thank goodness. Then Jim Delaney's going to go to Wednesday, May 27th. That's locked in, okay? Wednesday, May 27th. Patrick Chambers later in the week. Jake Kaplan, Philadelphia Inquirer, tomorrow. On the suddenly red-hot Philadelphia Phillies.
That was the only good thing that happened this weekend for me, was the Phillies actually have won five in a row now. And that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
So you base the success of your weekend on things you have no control over.
Steve, my entire weekend, my entire weekend was planned around when qualifying was going to happen at Indianapolis. I had everything. I planned my trips out with the family. I made sure my work got done in the early morning. I had my entire weekend, and it got messed up, understandably, by rain on Saturday. I get that. And then it got messed up by IndyCar on Sunday.
I went out and played golf on the Ways course Saturday, shot 86, played the blue course yesterday, shot 85, 40 on the front.
I mean, I actually felt bad for Alan Bestwick and the crew there, including Dr. Jerry Punch on the ABC broadcast, trying to find something to keep my interest. And I even like this stuff.
I don't really put the success of the weekend on teams.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
Now, when it comes to the teams I broadcast, a little different ball game. I know we're in a world where you're always supposed to be objective about everything, but in reality, everybody knows which team I want to win. Try to be fair as to how you broadcast it, but everybody knows which team you want to win. Now, that's a little bit different. Right? When it comes to the professional teams, I used to be like that with the Red Sox. Then they won. Once they won, I was like, okay, whatever.
It's all right, they got one. I got to go now.
Okay, the long march is over. And they won two more times after that. So it's all good. That brings me to something I find to be interesting. And that is Bill Simmons leaving ESPN. Every platform, SI.com, CBSSports.com, ESPN, New York Times ran an article, Vanity Fair ran an article, all referring to Simmons as ESPN's biggest star. I think he's very, very talented. The 30 for 30 series. He is the mind behind 30 for 30, which is some of the best programming on television, period, let alone ESPN. I mean, the 30 for 30s are a brilliant concept and brilliantly done, and that's his, I mean, that's him. That's the kind of mind that he has. He has a mind that's outside of the box. But I've seen him described as ESPN's biggest star. He was making $5 million a year. I think he's really talented, but I don't get it. Am I missing something? This is more your generation, maybe, than mine.
What, why he was getting that much money or why he's leaving?
Oh, no, I don't care why he's getting that much money. I don't care why he's leaving. But the fact he was referred to as ESPN's biggest star. Like, when they put Simmons on page two on ESPN.com, it was a, for a lot of people, it was a must go to. And I understand that. You know, the sports guy, I think he was called the sports guy, right? I think he was on NBA Countdown, and they had that memorable thing with Sage Steele a year ago, where I think it was Doug Collins and Jalen Rose were talking. Now, when Doug Collins talks, I listen. Jay Billis talks, I listen. When Charles Barkley talks, I kind of perk up and go, okay, what's he going to say?
Not for the same reason as everybody else, but, you know.
But Doug Collins was talking, making some point about something or other, and then he interrupts. He says, when's it my turn to talk? I'm sitting there going, how about like no turn? I mean, you know, he let it out on the air. He was mad. I mean, he'll certainly land on his feet. I mean, he'll probably end up with more money, but am I missing something? Tell me, am I missing something?
He doesn't cover
IndyCar, so you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I don't think you're missing anything.
He's been critical of. It's interesting though. He has never shied away from criticism of the network itself. In terms of like the personality, he's been critical of Mike and Mike. He's been critical of Skip Bayless. He has been critical of Mike Tirico and his handling of Tony Kornheiser. He obviously has been very critical of Roger Goodell. He's used words that you got to be, he's used a word in particular about him you got to be careful with in terms of, you calling someone a liar is not. So for whatever reason, they drew the line. The saying his contract was up in September. They're not going to go there again. But it has been a big story. It's been on CBS.com. It's been on SI.com. It's been on ESPN.com. It's been in the New York Times. It's been in Vanity Fair. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, oh yeah, I know he's not coming back. And there's going to, let's face it, Fox Sports is probably licking his chops at the opportunity to try and maybe get the guy. But I don't know. I think he's ultra talented. The 30 for 30s are brilliant, and I think he does some great work. But I feel like I'm missing something. If somebody could interpret for me what he means to your sports enjoyment, I don't know what it is. But you always tell me I'm a little bit different anyway.
This time, as much as I hate to admit it, I kind of agree with you. I mean, I there's nothing in particular that I'm going to say, oh, that's disappointing. I'm going to follow him wherever he goes. And I don't know if he'll fit in at Fox or not. I watched a lot of Fox this weekend, Fox Sports 1 especially. That's not my style.
But you know what, though? If he's given independence, he will make a difference. I mean, that's one of the keys. And, he actually works out of L.A. He doesn't work out of Bristol. But if he's given independence, I think, he would make a difference.
Didn't he launch a web page, too, or a website?
Yeah, Grantland.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because I see it every once. I wonder if that's going to stay on ESPN.com now. Because they do a lot of posts from that.
I've never read it.
Well, that's because it's a little more pop than sports. It's a little more pop culture than sports.
Well, what do they talk about?
It's sports and pop culture in general. Sometimes it's music, sometimes it's movies, sometimes it's sports.
I'm definitely missing nothing. All right,
no,
we'll come
you're
back
not
with
missing
more
anything.
In a moment. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're not insured with the Purdy Insurance Agency, you may not be getting the most out of your insurance coverage. Locally owned and family operated for over 90 years, the experienced team at Purdy will compare your rates and coverage among a number of nationally recognized insurers to make sure you're getting the most out of your insurance dollars. And once you join the Purdy family of customers, you'll experience service and claims handling that's second to none. Call 1-800-677-2478 to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Putting the beach within your reach with the Summer's On Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia. I want to see you in Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia. For the
the month of May, buy a new Optima, Optima Hybrid, Forte and Forte Coupe, or our award-winning Sedona van and pay nothing for the summer. That's right, nada, zilch, nothing. That's 0% APR for up to 66 months, and Kia will pay your first three payments. And with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, we're talking a worry-free ride to your vacation destination with no payments to make. Use the money to treat the family to sun and fun. The beach is in your reach with the Summers on Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. SMC, selling more cars and sticking more cash in your vacation fund for 100 years.
Tax and tags extra. 0% APR financing to all qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back.
Speaking of contract renegotiation, I think the Sunbury Orchestra is going to be the Shamokin Dam Orchestra, rather.
As have to negotiate with them again. All right. Kevin Reiner. I can finally say his name. Kevin Reiner. He enrolled and started taking classes today. And he will give more depth to the Penn State offensive line. Played some at Stanford. He's going to wear his dad's number here. 68. George wore 68 here. Before going on to his career in the NFL, mostly with the Houston Oilers. And Kevin's coming back home. After playing out at Stanford. He'll give more depth to the offensive line. He'll bring some experience to the offensive line as well. Now, where he'll fit in overall, he played center at Stanford. Where he'll fit in overall remains to be seen. But now you go from six guys that have played in games on the offensive line to seven guys who have now played in games on the offensive line. At least you've got some game speed and some game feel in there, which is going to be very important. And that's where, when you look at last year, Derek Dowry, Brian Gaia, Andrew Nelson, Brendan Mann, even Wendy Laurent, none of them had had game speed on that side of the football before. Gaia and Dowry had been on the other side, flipped over. Mann, a redshirt freshman. Nelson, a redshirt freshman. Laurent had seen a little bit of time. Well, now they've all played. And, of course, Angelo Mangiero's played. And you add into that Kevin Reiner at seven guys now that have been in games. And game speed and experience means something. It's one of the reasons why on the offensive line, idealistically, when they get to be into that third year in the program, which, if they've redshirted, would mean a redshirt sophomore season. But you get to, you know, those first 2 years just to usually get a feel. I mean, obviously, you have some exceptional people that can step in and play. But on the offensive line, it takes a little bit more. It's not only the physical strength and quickness that you're going against and the angles you have to face, but also, look, you have to be so smart to play the offensive line. And you need to have that instinct and experience to play it. I think that's very important. And that's where Kevin comes in. Gabe Sinicopi coming up next. Then it'll be Rich Scarcella. And then finally Dr. Jerry Punch. Flyers hired a college coach today. That's a different direction. Wow. I mean, seven Frozen Fours in 11 years, outstanding. It's a little different level. I don't know. I'd have waited for Mike Babcock just to see what he would have done. This guy was going to be available no matter what.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, I can add to that. There's no doubt in my mind that Geisinger saved my son Christopher's life. No doubt. All right. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf. And from the Williamsport Crosscutters, our good friend Gabe Sitacropi is with us. Gabe, great to hear you again, buddy.
Hey, Steve, likewise. Thanks for having me on.
I know the Spikes are having their employee orientation tonight, so that means the season is upon us. It's another month. In this final month, what do you want to button down in Williamsport?
Boy, you name it. The list is long, my friend. The list is long. You know, this is the crunch time and probably the most difficult time of the year for any sports organization. That month or month and a half right before the season starts. So, you know, you're wrapping up a lot of sponsorship stuff. You're getting things prepared to fulfill those sponsorships. In other words, designing and ordering signage and getting your print materials like your programs and all those kinds of things designed and imprinted and here on time and putting all the food stuff together too. That's a whole nother, you know, side of the business and the merchandise side of the business, another kind of avenue that where people work on the last minute designs and ordering and getting those things in and stocking the store and all of that stuff. I mean, it's a long list, not only for us but every sports organization in any sport right before the season.
Everyone goes to these conventions where you really mix, match, share ideas, so everyone benefits. What are some of the items that are going to be on your calendar this summer that fans in our area need to know about?
Well, you're right, Steve. We do share everything because all 160 minor league teams were kind of under one big umbrella of minor league baseball, and none of us are in competition with each other, except, of course, on the field of play. But in the business side, we're not, so we share it all. And we have conferences that we share those things with each other at. And one thing that many minor league teams have done in the past and even more hopping on this year, and we're going to be one of the ones that hop on this year, is bringing in Principal Belding from Saved by the Bell. Now, that show is a little new for, you know, guys like you and me. But in the late 80s and early 90s, people growing up in that period, pretty popular. And you saw that in February, Jimmy Fallon had kind of a Saved by the Bell reunion clip on his show where they kind of relived that whole show on The Tonight Show, and it's got over 40 million views on YouTube. So Mr. Belding will be here, and we're doing something a little different. You know, a lot of times when you have a celebrity in, you kind of sell a special package for a special meet and greet with the celebrity, you know, for just a limited number of people, and you do that kind of in the pregame or something time. We're going to do a postgame little party with Principal Belding, and because everybody has said throughout the minor league baseball community, he's awesome with fans, he loves to hang out, have a beverage, so we're calling it Detention with Mr. Belding. You buy that package, you get to stay after the game and have a one-hour party with Mr. Belding here at the stadium.
And that would be, by the way, the actor Dennis Haskins.
That's it. You got it. You've done your research.
Yeah, well, that's who he was.
Absolutely right.
And that's great. What date are you going to have him there?
That is going to be, now that's, see, you know, I didn't even tell you that, so you were right on it. That is July 2nd we'll have a Saved by the Bell night featuring Mr. Belding.
That's great. Wonderful. So mark that down. It's going to be a big weekend as well. Part of that, that's what, a Thursday night, I think?
Yeah, that's a Thursday.
Right. Now, when you look at fireworks displays, things like that, I want to ask you, how much do you sell the baseball? How much do you sell the experience? What percentage of each?
99% the experience. As you well know, Steve, at this level especially, it's tough to sell the players and baseball in general. I mean, you know, our season is 2.5 months long. As soon as you kind of get to know the players, the season's over. And even, right. you know, more so, I mean, they could be called up or sent down, you know, in a week or 2 weeks. So we don't put a whole lot of stock on selling baseball. People know it's there. That's what we are. There's 9 innings of baseball. But if we or the Spikes or any other minor league team had to survive on those rabid baseball fans, we'd all go out of business. It's the experience of coming out to the ballpark. And if you happen to like the 9 innings of baseball that in many respects at minor league stadiums is going on in the background of all the other, you know, circus things we have, then so be it, and that's great. But we strive certainly to make it an experience that the whole family will enjoy, whether you're a baseball fan or not. It's a community front porch for people in minor league baseball to come out to the stadium.
Well, up until about maybe 30, 35 years ago, baseball was the deal. And then Joe Buzzes is the one that really got everybody going with, hey, look, we got to make this more of an experience. With that, minor league baseball has taken off in this country. So for you, give me the importance of pricing to make sure that the family experience goes with the entertainment experience.
Well, it's a great question, and it's something that all of us struggle with, and it's an important thing that we all keep in mind. In many respects, many teams could and maybe should increase their prices. When you look at, you know, the profit and loss statements and you look at the bottom line, but we're kind of all in this knowing that minor league baseball is steeped in that tradition of being affordable, fun, family entertainment. It's what we all say, and it's important that we are an alternative to what we all know at the major league level are very high prices, and we know why those prices are high. But, you know, it's sponsorship and some of the other things that minor league teams do that help us keep those ticket prices at a lower level. And not only the regular ticket prices, I mean, that's one thing, but you and I both know all the specials that minor league teams run, be it on tickets or on food promotions, to try and make it more palatable for families to come out. If families come out with their kids, we are nurturing baseball fans for the future. And that's a very important thing for all of us.
The Little League World Series does not help your franchise. I mean, it's nothing that they do wrong. They don't help you. You know, teams will come over and so forth. Have you made any inroads and ideas of how to somehow make that work, or is that a work in progress?
I guess you'd say it's either a work in progress or it's something that we have just come to live with. I would be open to any ideas that anybody has. I'd say 9 out of 10 of those ideas we've already tried. It's tough. It's really tough to compete with an international event that just happens for 10 days a year that's in your own backyard. As I tell people, even our diehard regular fans don't necessarily come out during the World Series when we're home, because it's one of the cooler things to turn on ABC or ESPN and see a game being broadcast all over the world that's about a mile away from your home. And so either they're over there watching it or they're sitting at home watching it on TV. Right. You know, there's 37 other Cutters games I can go to. So, you know, we've tried lots of things. We are, and it's no knock at Little League, because we are, you know, great friends of Little League. I'm the PA announcer for the World Series. So, I mean, we have, right. You know, lots of inroads with Little League International. But, you know, right before we moved here 22 years ago is when they put lights in and started having night games. I would love to have been here in the day when they only played during the day, and those 100,000 people that were in town needed something to do at night. That would have been awesome. But that's most people want to watch happens at 7 or 8 p.m. every night.
It's amazing. You mentioned Dennis Haskins coming in. How do fireworks nights, for example, do for you? Are those popular promotions? I know here in State College they make sure and it's a part of their popular promotion.
Yeah, most definitely. We do fireworks every Saturday night. So we'll have six fireworks shows during the 2015 season. Some teams, even short season teams, they may do 15 fireworks shows. I don't know how many of the Spikes are doing this year. I know they'll be doing a few more than six at least. But we all joke. We trade all these ideas. We come up with these ideas, and many people try to come up with ideas to get, you know, national publicity about a cool, fun, or funny promotion that they're doing. No matter how smart we get, we can never do better than just shooting off a couple $1,000s worth of fireworks. So you just don't want to do it so much that you lose the effect. And you know, if you did it every night, it's kind of you lose the effect of it. But you know, teams try to do it as much as they can, and kind of walk that tightrope of doing it just enough, but not too much.
Two-part question: what idea did you have that you really felt confident it's going to really work, and it really didn't? And what idea did you sit back and say, all right, we'll give it a shot, and you're shocked how great it worked?
That's a good question. Let's start with the second part. Something that we do every Sunday, and we've done it for the 22 years that we've been here, which is called Baseball Bingo. We brought it with us from Geneva, New York. I'm not going to say, Steve, that, oh boy, you know, on Baseball Bingo Day, we bring in, you know, 1,500 extra people because we're doing it. But people have come to expect it, and they love it. I mean, it's a real simple concept, a simple, you know, dumb little thing of playing bingo during the ball game, and what happens on the field corresponds to a bingo number. And that's all on the back of their bingo card. So it's not, you know, we're not just randomly calling, you know, B10. I mean, to get B10, you know, the first baseman has to ground out or something like that. So, the fans love it. We give away, you know, pretty neat prizes with it. Usually, you know, big 10-gallon shop vacs to people, and they love that. Sometimes we've done what we call vacation baseball bingo and give away trips and all that kind of stuff. So they love this simple bingo promotion that we do. One that, as far as the other end, something that I thought would do great and that's flopped, gosh, I bet the list is really, really long, and I'd love to come up, give you a great story. I can't think of one specific right now, but please don't think, lest you think that there hasn't been one, there's been plenty.
In the pregame, you'll sit down with a player or the manager, and you'll put together your pregame interview with them, and also usually with five things at the end, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, a fast five quick questions, five quick answers. Yeah.
Give me an idea of the preparation you put into these interviews to get them to know the player or the manager better, and then about the fast five.
Well, you know how interviews go. I mean, I'm talking to one of the masters, but sometimes way too much time is put into the preparation for that. Sometimes not nearly enough. There's you know, we do that on the field about 6:30 for a 7 o'clock game. We open at 6. There's been times that I go out there and it's like 6:10, and or I'm in the clubhouse visiting with the coaches or something, and I realize I have not done my interview yet. And I'm not you know, I'm not a pro like you, Steve, that could just sit there and do it. I grew up in the radio business, and I'm used to having something in front of me, and so I need it. I can't just fly out there. So I'm flying in the office and just trying to put something together in 5 minutes on a player that even I know very little about. So, sometimes I spend way too much time on it, and sometimes, God forbid, just not nearly enough. And the
one
fast
final
five,
question.
You know, that's
yeah,
the
fast five,
last
yeah.
five questions. We kind of try to do something fun, just like, you know, favorite pizza topping, last movie you saw. It's kind of a pop culture type thing, the, you know, a magazine that okay. you subscribe to and stuff like that. So kind of just fun stuff to kind of just get to know the player a little bit, or the coach, or the special guest that we're talking to. I only wish, Steve, that I could have you down there to do those interviews. Then we'd really be, you know, it would be great.
For the most part, I'm a hack.
I just do it.
Well, first of all, it's kind of you to say that, but I think you do a great job. Obviously, I noticed it. I asked you about it. The next part is, and this will be the final question, then I'll let you go. In season, how many hours a day during a homestand do you put in approximately, and how do you like to divide that time?
A game day is 14 hours for us.
Okay.
We get in at the late hour of 9 o'clock, and leave. We leave about 11 or 11:30. So you're looking at about, you know, a 14 or 15 hour day. So depending on the number of home games that you have that week, you could do the math. It can get up there. You know, we can have I think 6 game homestands are our limit in the New York Penn League. So, and then, you know, the days that you're not home, you're still working 8 hours unless it's the weekend. But if it's, you know, a Tuesday and you're not home, you know, it's 9 to 5. Dividing up that day, come in, get things organized. 10 o'clock, we'll have a game day staff meeting where we go over everything that's happening that night, soup to nuts. And so that everybody's on the same page, everybody in the front office, all the intern staff, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're really all day preparing for 6 o'clock when you open the gates.
Right.
People would be surprised at two things. Number one, the amount of preparation that goes into, you know, every game day. And
right.
two, the amount of things that we do haven't been done a week in advance or a month in advance and stuff like that. A lot of the groundwork, obviously, is laid in advance. But those final touches, you know, you're doing things that day, even going and buying stuff and doing this and doing that for a special theme night. So a lot happening on a typical game day. And I use every minute of it. My goal is to be done at about 3 o'clock so I can sit back and relax for a couple hours before we open the gates. 22 years, it hasn't happened yet. But every day, that's my goal. I try to, you know, do those things. So all the interruptions and things of that nature that are happening on a regular business day, you know, things go astray sometimes.
The home opener is Saturday, June 20th, when Williamsport takes on State College. First of 38 get-togethers at the historic Bowman Field. Gabe, I look forward to seeing you many times this summer. Thank you for carving out a few minutes for us today.
Thanks, Steve. Greatly appreciate it. So we'll see everybody out here at the ballpark. Check it out, crosscutters.com.
Gabe Sinacropi joining us from Williamsport. We'll come back next half hour. It'll be Rich Scarcella, Reading Eagle, Dr. Jerry Punch a little bit later on the Kevin Herr Clam Bake, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Need a break? SMC can help. Sunbury Motors Ford wants to give you a spring break. Choose from over 250 new Fords with savings up to 10 grand. And financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. And no payments for 90 days. Pick from over 40 of the fuel-efficient 2015 Ford Focus. And they're priced from just $16,980. SMC has 30 of the top-selling 2015 Ford Escapes. And they're slashed to as low as $19,915. The number one selling truck for 38 consecutive years is the Ford F-Series, and Sunbury Motors has 80 trucks in stock starting as low as $25,989. Every new Ford will be clearly marked during this unprecedented spring break sale at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. SMC, proudly owned by the Merce family for 100 years. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day from Sunbury Motors.
Bert Scarsella next half hour, then Dr. Jerry Punch will join us after that. In the final half hour of the show today, we're brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Now, have you played golf since we talked?
No.
You played so well that day.
I just haven't. I've wanted to.
Are you sure?
No. I really want to. Really.
I mean, I've been trying to strongly encourage you to go out. You played great.
Imagine what would happen if I actually did play more often.
That's my point. I think you'd really enjoy the game because I thought you did some good things.